The city of Syracuse has used legal channels to take control of the Hotel Syracuse after several efforts to redevelop the historic downtown inn have failed. The Syracuse Industrial Development Agency, or SIDA, transferred title of the property to the site's developer, Ed Riley. Riley has a plan to redevelop the hotel with an expected cost of $57 million. With the building deteriorating, SIDA Executive Director Ben Walsh says the quick action to take over the hotel was needed.
So we felt the timing was critical. It just so happened that at the same time, we began working with Mr. Riley and his team, and I think what we found was someone in Mr. Riley that had a substantial amount of experience in the hotel development industry.
Walsh says it could be a while before the hotel reopens. First built in the 1920s, the Hotel Syracuse has sat vacant for several years. Financing and foreclosure issues with previous developers both delayed the hotel's reopening and hampered city efforts to take control and resell the hotel.